Hello, welcome to Bytes by MSDN. My name is Brian Gorbett, and I'm here talking to Whirly from Chaotic Moon. How you doing, Whirly?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Awesome. Awesome. How's things? How's Chaotic Moon? Tell me a little bit about it. It's chaotic. It's named appropriately. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So what's new? What are you guys doing that's cool and exciting over there now?
Well, we're doing a bunch of stuff. As you know, we released some major apps, Grover and The Daily and things like that. But we've released a lot of stuff recently for the Windows Phone 7 platform that we're actually here supporting and showing at South By. And those are an updated version of The Revenants and then also Enigmo, which is one of the most popular games on the iPhone ever. And it's now on Windows Phone 7 because there's been a lot of people asking for that. And we were lucky enough to get picked to port that one over.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, it's a great point because you guys are not just Windows Phone 7 developers. You're doing multi-platform. How was the experience? How was the kind of experience moving into Windows Phone 7 as opposed to the other platforms that you're working on?
Well, it depends. We kind of break that into two areas. So in the gaming area, the experience is just much better because obviously the Xbox tie-in and all the Xbox Live stuff. You know, there's 30 million plus Xbox users out there. So it's a really good market to build an app into. It's also a really, really good, you know, platform to work on. So we've had a really good time with that. And that's what I think most of the guys have the most fun doing.
Yeah.
But on the other side, the development tools are very mature, obviously, which helps a lot. So when we first started working with Windows Phone 7, we didn't have to learn, you know, a tremendous amount of new things. There was already some tools set up. There was already some process, and especially developer relations and support, which is really important when you're trying to push the envelope like we do.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned that. So that's a good point. So you have the platform, the tools, and all of that. But what resources, like outside of just like kind of the normal Microsoft resources, but what kinds of resources were you guys going towards to when we first launched? It was you, right?
So, right.
So how did you
figure
out?
Us, obviously, one of the things was not just, so there's really two resources that I was really excited about, and then a third that I didn't know that we would get because we don't get it from anybody else, so we didn't really expect it. And that was first and foremost, you know, the developer support, the developer relations, because new platform, new stuff, so many things, you know, we got visibility into what was going on with Windows Phone 7. We went out to Redmond on several occasions. We were invited in. And then the second was the marketing support. So knowing that, you know, you guys are actually going to get behind the platform and get behind all the developers that are bringing their apps to the platform. It's very exciting. But the one I didn't see coming was that we got a lot of ability to input back into what was the release candidate. When we were in Redmond, when they had the developer, you know, tech talk days and stuff, they brought us in and they really listened and they took feedback and
real
notes.
Feedback.
And they had a couple of engineers in the back of the room that were, you know, hacking around on stuff. And they really made it a little bit more of a communal process, which is, you know, very big in our book. And we didn't see that coming. We didn't see it coming from Microsoft, no offense. But that was probably the most wonderful resource we got, was the ability to say, as a developer, here are the things we'd like to see in the platform. You know, if you can make 1.0, that's great. If you can't, you know, in a future update.
Yeah, great. And you feel like they're listening, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Well,
okay.
More than listening, right? Like actively listening and really participating. You know, when we started off and first got involved with Windows Phone 7, Chaotic Moon hadn't done Grover, hadn't done The Daily. It wasn't like kind of, you know, I mean, it wasn't the biggest thing in mobile, you know, at that point.
Right.
And so we were just three guys, you know, starting off, and we got treated the same way we now get treated by everybody else. And so that was really great as a developer, as a new developer on a new platform. It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, so Chaotic Moon, what's the future look like? You got any exciting things you can talk about, like this run?
So, we don't have a whole lot that we can talk about right now.
Right.
Like, the timing of South by Southwest isn't perfect, but as you know, you guys recently announced your big deal with Nokia. We're also working with some things there, and we're also working with ARM. So you'll be seeing a lot more from us and a lot more from us on Windows Phone 7.
I love it. Thanks so much, Whirly. And thanks, everybody, for watching Bytes by MSDN.